Cuba and much more. Today is Monday, January 1st, 2024. The traditional military ceremony for the anniversary of the triumph of the Cuban Revolution took place last night from the capital, San Carlos de la Cabaña Fortress, to commemorate the 65th anniversary of that January 1st that changed national history. According to a note from the Ministry of Revolutionary Armed Forces, the ceremony included the firing of 21 artillery salvos. As usual, the capital's population was able to attend the ceremony for the advent of the new anniversary of the revolution on January 1, 2024. On January 1, 1959, Cubans woke up with the news that dictator Fulgencio Batista and most of his close associates had fled, and it was inevitable that the rebel army, led by Fidel Castro, would achieve the triumph of its national liberation movement. The Cuba Sea France Solidarity Association acknowledged this Monday the resistance and the courage of the Cuban Revolution 65 years after the January 1, 1959 victory, and called for the support in the face of U.S. aggressions. The association, which has accompanied Cuba for more than 30 years, stressed in a press release, "They are 65 years of dignity, honor, and humanity facing barbarism, 65 years of great social and political conquest that the empire and its allies do not stop to slander and defame." In its statement on the anniversary of the revolution, Cuba Sea France reiterated its condemnation of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the Washingtons more than six decades ago, which it described as illegal and genocidal. For the association, Cuba, its people, and its revolution are the honor of our planet and show us the way that it is possible to build a political alternative at the service of humanity. Cuban scientific institutions and China will develop 10 new joint projects, according to the Ministry of Science, Technology, and Environment of Cuba. The entities will work in various fields, including those related to food, nanotechnology and nanosciences, automation, health and climate variability, among others. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.